Well, there you go. It says we're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live after day five of Packers practice, which took place in that there building right behind me. That's right. Lambeau Field was the center of the world for the Green Bay Packers today. And Packers, I was a little less physical than I expected. I thought the whole idea was to get in there and start popping pads, but it was a pretty normal camp practice, especially these early practices that haven't seen a ton of physicality, but it was fun. There was some really good stuff out there from both sides of the ball. We finally saw some live special teams, finally saw some blitz pickup from the running backs, coverage from the linebackers, all sorts of different drill work. Right off the top, I can tell you Devontae and Za'Darius were held out. Matt said afterwards, it's just precautionary. They were watching. The only real injury of note was Rick Wagner had he took himself out of team period during, I think it was red zone work, and had a trainer looking at his left arm. He left and then didn't see him again. So that's the injury update. And hello to everybody in the comments section. Look at it, just exploded. Good evening. Mooner, how are you? Medlock down. Popeye's beef is here. Love me some Popeye's beef. Nagle, what's up? What's up, Big B? I'll tell you what's up. Jamal Williams is the GOAT. The GOAT! How does MVS look? MVS had his best practice account. He looked outstanding today. Really strong stuff all across the board, whether it was a deep in-cutting route, kind of crossing the middle of the field where Rodgers hit him right in stride in play action. There was another play up the left sideline where he was running a deep comeback. Rodgers threw a bad ball, motioned to MVS afterwards. That's on me. But MVS still dove back and made the catch. And he did some really strong work in the run game, too. Some really nice stuff on the edge, blocking cornerbacks. The best I've seen him look this summer. Now, it's still very early, obviously, and the hope is for him to stack these together, a couple of these kind of practices, but definitely his best day at camp. Wrote about it in camp notes. I included him. How about you eat a damn salad? Stanley, speaking of how about you eat a damn salad, Kevin King absolutely, unmercifully murdered Jake Kumerow up the sideline on one route today. It was in the two-minute drill. Holy, I think we saw him take his soul. It was a really impressive play. Jitsu, thanks for the super chat. I've heard a lot of emphasis about getting off blocks, run defense during these availabilities, and that excites me. Appreciate you, Nags. That'd excite me more if we saw more of it. I'm kind of kidding, but it is early. The offensive line, ones versus ones, I won't say who it was because I'm not allowed, but ones versus ones, the offensive line had the edge early in the run game, zero doubt about that. And that wasn't so much they were mauling people or getting off the ball so quick. It was just good movement in the wide zone stuff. And the first run of the day, Aaron Jones absolutely planted his foot and got upfield out the back door. Line was flowing left, and he found the crease, and he was off to the races. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Hi, you mentioned Dylan getting done by Kamal Martin. Was that more on Dylan or Kamal's promise? I see you crybaby lamps. December 5th, the bridge leads to pull the Blues trousers down. Super leads. Leads, 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 leads. In hell. Always good to get some Chelsea smack talk on here. No, it was a really poor outing from Dylan, regardless of Kamal. Kamal made a nice move, but it wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't anything outlandish. It's typical of a young running back, especially in that drill. The balance, and he mentioned it. I asked him about it, asked him about what the coaches told him afterwards. You know, his balance was off. He was lunging. It's all really typical stuff for a young running back. Saul, thanks for the super chat. How did Kirksey look today? I think he fits in with the defense. Saul, he had a few absolutely outstanding pass coverage reps in drill work. One in particular where Aaron Jones tried to run an arrow route, and it was like that thing in Madden where the guy is like moving perfectly in sync with your offensive player. And you're like, that would never happen. Yeah, it happened. He looks very impressive. Whether in coverage, whether in run fits, Kirksey's had a very good start to camp. Zero doubt. What's the correct order to watch all the Star Wars movies? Nah, there's no correct order. Everybody will argue their favorite. I always advocate for the originals first. Go back and watch the prequels and then watch the new ones. Release order, I guess they call that. But you gotta at least try to preserve as much as you can the drama of the big reveal, Darth Vader. And if, you know, you watch the prequels first, you lose all that. But this is assuming whoever you're showing them to has never seen them before and hasn't lived on planet Earth for the last 30 years. Will the Packers carry four tight ends? Yes. Who do you think the Packers re-sign next offseason? Woo! I can barely get through this offseason. If you're asking about, like, Bakhtiari and stuff, I do think Bakhtiari gets done before week one. Aaron Jones, right now I'm 50-50. If Kirksey makes us never mention Blake Martinez again, he was a good pickup. Ah, but you just mentioned Blake Martinez. I don't know. Got to get Bakhtiari done first and foremost. I mean, I think he's obviously next in the hopper, so to speak. I know Mike Garofalo, when I put out the tweet about Bakhtiari, did go to the ground in red zone work and took himself out for a little bit. He returned later in red zone, or I'm sorry, in 2 minutes. But Garofalo retweeted me and said, good business decision. I know they want to get him signed, hopefully before week one. Now, Mike wouldn't put that out there unless he had some kind of intel. That could be the team putting that out there, but I tend to think he's probably talked to both sides. He is in with most agents. So I have to think there are discussions going on there with both sides hoping to come to some kind of agreement prior to the start of the season. Because I also think Bakhtiari would like to have that done and not have it over him all season where he's got to answer questions about it every week. And you know how that'll go. Kevin King re-sign. I do think Kevin's going to have to play another year of healthy football. I think one of the big things that really helped him last year was being available. And, you know, I know Aaron Jones is kind of in the same boat, but especially with some of how these young corners are looking, a lot of promise, a lot of athleticism. I got to think the Packers will wait and see on that one. Rodgers has all these interceptions in practice. Why? Odd. Daniel, not odd at all. Very Rodgers-esque. If you have been around or followed Packers camps the last, say, 5 years, this is very much in tune with how Rodgers usually starts camp. He always throws things that normally he probably doesn't make as far as, like, into coverage and things like that. He's trying to get on the same page with his receivers. Everything is very herky-jerky. Lots of different combinations. There's no real fluidity. It's just installs. When they start getting into game planning stuff for Minnesota, and look, this does happen every summer. He starts throwing interceptions. People go, oh, gosh, what's wrong with Rodgers? And then eventually he comes out and has a practice where he has like a 90% completion rate and 5 touchdowns. And everyone goes, oh, there he is. And I do not doubt for a second, maybe not Saturday, maybe not even early next week, but at some point coming up here in camp, he's going to have one of those days where he's going to be like, okay, call this. Time to go. I would not worry about interceptions at all. The Force Awakens is the best Disney Star Wars movie with Rogue One right behind it. That is incorrect, sir. But I appreciate you playing. The correct answer is Solo and Rogue One are both the best movies that Disney has done, with The Mandalorian being right there in the conversation with the best things Disney has done with the Star Wars property. The sequel movies themselves, very meh. Although of the three, Force Awakens is the best. Thank you for playing. Riley, I got a bunch of super chats I got to get to, and I'm talking Star Wars here. Come on, let's go, people. Riley, thanks for the super chat. What position group are you most excited about for this season? Cornerback. After these first 5 days of camp, cornerback. Hell, Kavion Ento showed up today. Undrafted guy out of Colorado last year, was on the practice squad all season. Really didn't think much of him coming into the year, coming into this camp. He was balling out today. And that's like number 5, I think, on the cornerback depth chart. If I'm guessing, don't hold me to it. I'm just saying. Just the cornerback group. When I think it was Chandon Sullivan tweeted out earlier this offseason that they have the most athletic, talented, young secondary in the league, I know a lot of people probably raised their eyes and went, okay, buddy. I'm telling you what, though, after 5 days, Chandon might be onto something there. They look damn good. But Kavion Ento today had a really strong day. Jason, thanks for the super chat. Wildflowers is the best Petty solo record. I saw we had our discourse with Steve, fellow Packer fan, about the Petty catalog. Man, however it hits you. There's no right answer there. Seven, thanks for the super chat. I'm excited about Kirksey simply to have someone better to use or defend with in Madden 21 next week. No question, buy a beer or coffee on me. Salud on that. That is always nice when you get new players in Madden, you got kind of your new toys, so to speak. It's always good stuff. Some other dude is walking your dog, Aaron. I know, right? Olive would be so jealous. Did you get the new Packers hoodie yet from the pro shop? No, Brett. It's not available in the pro shop. It's team issue only. Gonna have to pull some strings to get that thing before I leave Green Bay. Uncultured Barbarian, where you been, man? Where you been all my life? Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for the super chat. Your talk about the young cornerback group has me excited, Nags. And where is the best burger you can get by Lambeau Field? Well, the best burger I ever eat when I'm in Green Bay is at Kroll's. But as I said earlier this week, I'm not going into Kroll's because they don't have outdoor seating. And I haven't been inside a restaurant since March. Gustavo, thanks for the super chat. I expected to hear a lot about Jace in this training camp. What do you think of him so far? Cheers from Brazil. Cheers from Green Bay. He's had a slow start to camp, mostly because he was on the COVID-19 reserve list. And then he came off, was eased into action. His first full day, he had a bad drop. But these last 2 days, he's had some really nice showings. But all of that said, it is very clear that Robert Tonyan is in line to be tight end one at the moment. Now, things can change. A lot to go yet here in camp, but Tonyan is getting those reps. Tonyan, yes, whoever just asked that, I can't pronounce your username. But, yeah, Tonyan tight end one right now, as we sit here, it can change. But right now, no question. You're going to hit a Culver's? Does the Pope wear a funny hat? Hell yes, I'm going to hit a Culver's. Chris, what's up, buddy? What can you tell me about my former draft crush, Alan Lazard? I can tell you that he is clearly in line to get a lot of playing time this year. It was interesting today, though. With Davante Adams out, he drew Jair Alexander in coverage for much of the day. And in drill work, he actually made two really nice plays against Jair. But once it got into teamwork, Jair shut him down. Now, he did get open and make some plays at other times, but Jair had his number today from scrimmage, no doubt about it. It's Big Daddy Cool Breeze. What's up, man? Oh, all the trivia regulars showing up. Rodgers is such a bad teammate. You see him berate Love? Joke. Yeah, that was a really good clip. I don't remember what local TV guy it was who got it, but somebody got a great clip from the last practice at Nitschke Field. Rodgers giving Love some pointers. How's EQ looking so far? He had a good day today. He had a bad drop a couple days ago. Bounced back pretty nicely Wednesday. And then today I thought he really, really stepped up. He had a great bit of a diving catch on the left sideline. Jordan Love was flushed from the pocket. Rush was coming at him. Couldn't really set his feet. And he just kind of flicked it to the sideline. It really looked like it was going to be incomplete. But EQ broke off his route and dove for the reception. Really nice play. He's had a few of those, and he's done a really good job in the run game as far as his blocking. So I think he's had a good start to camp. Not an incredible start, but a good start. How is Kamal Martin and Oren Burks looking so far? I think Kamal is coming on. He hasn't gotten a ton of work in team that I have been able to see, but when he has, he's really kind of flipped the switch and kind of shown out. He's shown his athleticism. He's looked good in drill work. Oren Burks has been up and down. I think there are plays where he's able to utilize his instincts. You know, he's a former safety, natural in coverage. Still a bit of an issue as far as I'm concerned when it comes to those bigger bodies getting up on him. But you can see he's working it. He looks stronger, looks a little bit more agile. So hopefully he keeps developing through this training camp. Is there any word on if there will be a family night? Last I heard, there will be. We don't know when it will be. But word is, yes, they will have a family night in Lambeau Field with the players and their families in attendance, and it will supposedly be broadcast. But that was, like a month ago they announced that. I haven't heard anything since. Is the offense starting to get the gears rolling in a sense? William, today was the best they've probably looked in the passing game, no doubt about it. I think they've been pretty strong in the run game throughout camp. The passing game, I think the title of my video this morning was, slow out of the gate, but today was the best they've looked, especially Rodgers. The most in rhythm, lots of stuff, off play action, good, really nice stuff down the seam. It's undoubtedly, and like I've said, that's to be expected. You know, no offseason work on the field at all. It's always slow going on offense. This year it's going to be particularly so as far as being in sync, being productive. I don't doubt for a second that this will come as soon as possible. How's Begleton done this week? He had a good showing today. I tell you what, he had some really nice reps as a punt gunner on punt coverage. And as you guys know, I've been saying all offseason, his way onto the squad is through special teams, and he certainly took a good step today in that regard. So is Richard, a.k.a. as Bob, a.k.a. Rob. Yes, the running joke now in the offensive line room, clearly, Richard Domofsky. How's the CFL guy looking? That's who I was just talking about, Begleton. Over, under, A.J. Dillon, 500 yards. Give me the under. I don't think he'll have enough touches to get that kind of production, but I do think they'll utilize him as the year goes on. Who works with the running backs on Pass Pro? Sermons, the running backs coach. A few other offensive quality control guys. And the running backs kind of police each other in that regard as well. When is the first regular season game? That's a good question. September 10th, I want to say? 12th? Somewhere around there. Haven't seen Savage's name much in media practice tweets. Is he doing okay in your estimation? Yeah, he's solid. I haven't seen anything spectacular out of him. But he's been mixing and matching a lot with different personnel groupings as far as their secondary, dime, nickel, what have you. But he, you know, he's been playing each and every day. Hasn't had any interceptions, no big plays that you can see. But then again, they haven't really done a lot of true kind of 11-on-11 full go kind of stuff. I mean, they've been scrimmaging a little bit, but you know, as far as pushing the ball downfield, just not a lot of it. What else we got here? Which receiver stood out to you today in practice? Austin, it's definitely MVS. Today was MVS's day. Gary in line for a bigger role? Absolutely. He definitely looks leaner. I know you probably followed along with practice reports and heard. He's really slimmed down, trimmed his body, but he looks much more comfortable moving in space. He's got quickness. He's got physicality. No question they're going to mix him in, and he's been getting a lot more reps these last 2 days because Zadarius has been out. That can only help. The more he plays, the better. Will I be there for all of training camp? Not all of it, Benny. I leave on the 29th, so a week from Saturday. So I'll be here for the first probably, what, 15 practices or so? Can't stay away from my girls for too long. What time is beer o'clock in Wisconsin? It's always beer o'clock in Wisconsin, buddy. Is Williams the clear number two running back right now? I am not allowed to say. Nags, you look the same as you did this morning. Good on you. I don't know about all that, but thanks. It's the sunburn. Doring public. Always around. Hey, Aaron, will Gary turn out to be a good player? Yes. Oh, now the dog's upset. I have that same glass. I got it from, the pro shop. They gave it to Corey and I to promote on Packer Transplants. Thanks for all you do. My go-to for Packers. Thank you so much. Thanks for checking it out. Do you know why they have started with Tanyan with the ones instead of Jace? Well, I got to think because they really like what Tanyan has done developmentally. He's been in the offense. Clearly played a lot more. I mean, they were both injured last year, but he's played more in the league than Jace has. And I do think Jace being on the COVID-19 reserve list didn't help him. I do wonder how things may have shaken out early if Jace had come and not had that setback. But it's so early right now. I mean, right now, yeah, Tanyan is the lead dog, but that can all change real quick. Let's see. I got time for one or two more here. What do we got? Kathy, you didn't answer my question. Kathy, what was your question? Kathy, I don't know if you know this, but I am answering questions from three separate platforms, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. So, yes, occasionally I'm going to miss a question. So I apologize, Kathy, for not answering your question. How's Raven Green look coming back from injury? Brandon, he's looking very good, very strong, very quick. He is definitely the glue that holds that three safety look together. No doubt about it. Cheers from North Carolina. Chris, cheers from Green Bay. Antoine, I'm so ready for week one. You got that right. Well, hello, Madeline. My oldest daughter has joined us because she is such a huge Packers fan. No, she's not. Next practice Saturday? Yes, Cody. They have off, well, off, quote unquote. No practice tomorrow. There'll be meetings and workouts and what have you. But yeah, there's no practice tomorrow. We do get coordinators for media availability, but there is no practice on the field. The next practice is Saturday morning at Ray Nitschke Field. So with all of that said, I'm going to get going. Thank you so much, everybody. Sorry if I couldn't get to your question, much like I didn't get to Kathy's, but please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel. If you really want to support what we do, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. It supports everything we do, including flying me out here and having these chats and being at practice, etc. Every little bit helps. But like I said, hey, just hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Packers.